Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody Presents. This is a game show. My name is Brandon Weatherby. The game show was recorded on Saturday, March 31st at the Artisphere in Arlington, Virginia. It featured many great guests. It featured the sweater set with a short set at the end of this show. It featured Ian Walters on piano. We gave away a ton of prizes, and everyone had a good time. I think it actually translates well over audio, so if you weren't there, I still think you will enjoy this show. I wanted to thank all of our sponsors before we continue. We gave away a ton of prizes, and I'm glad that I actually like all the prizes we gave away, so it's not some weird pandering thing. So anyways, I want to thank them now. I want to thank Blind Dog Cafe at Darnell's. It's this great little pop-up bakery, coffee shop, cafe thing. So Darnell's is this bar on like 9th and Florida in Washington, D.C. So at night, it's a bar. And now, during the day and during the morning, it's this little cute cafe, and it's awesome, and their food is delicious, and I highly vouch for it. So go to Blind Dog Cafe. Our next sponsor is Brightest Young Things. I write for Brightest Young Things. If you listen to the show, you know that, and I love them. They are great, and I support everything they do, and they gave me tickets to give away for the National Geographic space, so some lucky winners took that home. Our next sponsor was Everything is Terrible. Some of my favorite freaks in all of the world, they caught up these really awful things and make them beautiful. And their motto is, if everything is terrible, nothing could be terrible. It's kind of brilliant, and I love them. Check them out, everythingisterrible.com. Our next sponsor was Itty Bitty Press. They make really neat posters, screen art, original stuff. If you're having a child, if you don't know what to get someone for Christmas or something like that, check out Itty Bitty Press's site. Not all of their posters are event-based stuff. Sometimes it's just art and really, really great stuff. I highly endorse them as well. Our next sponsor is the Looking Glass Lounge. That's where I do 8x8, and of course, I'm going to give away stuff from the Looking Glass. We gave away $50 worth of stuff for the Looking Glass, and we joked around about I met Ian at the Looking Glass, and guess where we ended up after the show. Our next sponsor is Miss Pixies, a name that's not very easy to say into a microphone. Miss Pixies is a well-curated vintage slash furniture slash odds and end knickknack shop, and Miss Pixies has sponsored the show before, and I'm very, very glad that they came back. Miss Pixies is the kind of store that you can go to on a weekend and think you're not going to spend any money and end up spending $200, but you get like a new table and a chair out of it, and you don't really feel bad the next day. That's the kind of store that Miss Pixies is. I highly recommend it if you don't know what to buy that special someone for any sort of holiday. Our next sponsor is Scout Mob. Scout Mob is a deal app. What you do with Scout Mob is you put it on your phone. Smartphone, of course. I apologize if you're not using a smartphone, but if you're listening to this, I would safely assume you're probably using a smartphone. ScoutMob is this app. It's similar to Groupon or Living Social, but unlike Groupon or Living Social, you don't pay anything. The way it works is you go into the establishment. If it has a ScoutMob, it's just 50% off. That's it. You don't have to do anything else. It's brilliant. I use it probably once a week, and it's really worth it because it costs nothing. Our next sponsor is Sockets Records, one of Washington, D.C.'s best labels. We gave away vinyl records from two of their bands, Imperial China and Buildings, and we gave them to some hardcore music fans, and I think like a 14-year-old boy that has a record player. So hopefully, 14-year-old boy that listens to the show, I hope you're enjoying your Imperial China record. Our next sponsor is Soam Records. Soam Records is a record store on 14th and I think between T and S in Washington, D.C. It's this little basement record store, and it's great, and it's all vinyl, but there's no weird judgment. This guy Neil runs it, and he's a very nice man. He was on our show last year, and I am a fan of Neil. Our next sponsor is Story League. Story League is Washington, D.C.'s premier storytelling series. It's once a month at Busboys and Poets. Our guest on the first edition of the show, S.M. Sharik, is the head of Story League, and hopefully you find him charming like I do. Our next sponsor is the Windian Records Showcase this Friday and Saturday at the Monster Out House in Washington, D.C. The Windian Records Showcase will take place. It's 2 days featuring garage rock, and if I wasn't already going to be doing my show and in Chicago, I would be there myself. Go check them out. Our final sponsor is the home of You, Me, Them, Everybody Live in Washington, D.C., the Wonderland Ballroom. We gave away $50 worth of gift certificates for that place, and of course, those will be spent lovingly. So that's it. Those are all of our sponsors. I don't have any qualms in saying go support them. They are all local businesses, all smallish businesses, and they're good people, all of them. All of them are great people. I like that I just combined Everything is Terrible with National Geographic. That's just my favorite thing in the world. So this talk show, this isn't a talk show, that's so weird to say. This game show was recorded live in front of an audience at the Artisphere on Saturday, March 31st. You knew all that. Our first three guests for this talk show were Mab Just Mab DC's own sideshow girl. She's a great woman. She's an old school entertainer, some might say. Vaudeville-esque. She could do it all, and if all means putting stuff in her face like nails. SM Shrake is our second talk show panelist. His personality shines through almost instantly. And our other final third panelist is Baltimore comedian Jen Tisdale, a comic that has really come into her own in the last year, and I think you'll really enjoy her appearance. So without further ado, thanks for downloading, and this is a game show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to This is a Game Show. This is Carl Castle from NPR News. Actually, I'm his ghost, but welcome to the show. This is a podcast. We're going to be taping it, so keep that in mind. All of your heckles will. I don't even know what a podcast is, frankly. I've never actually been on the internet before, but your host coming to the stage, an amazing gentleman. Put your hands together for Brandon Weatherby.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. How are you? Is everybody okay? Is everyone feeling medium to good? Good. There's candy over here. This is why I brought candy. I've been watching a lot of Andy Kaufman. I don't know if he was funny, but he made me happy. That's all I want to make you do, is be happy. That's all my entire life. It's a lot of I got a lot of opinions. That's very dumb. The older I get, the more suits I wear. I just want to make people happy in a friendly sort of way. So I'm trying to give you diabetes, and we have prizes. We're going to play a game show. My piano player's name is Ian Walters. Ian and I, give him a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Ian and I obviously did not coordinate tonight because we are both wearing gray suits. This does not look right. I'm glad this is an audio-only podcast. Ian and I met 18 months ago at the Looking Glass Lounge. We both were wearing flannel. We both had a lot more facial hair. We both had a lot more pounds on us. And we were both dating delightful women. In the past 18 months, we've decided to slim down a bit, wear suits, and get engaged. And I would like to first of all thank those two lovely women, because without them, we're still at the Looking Glass Lounge drinking. And there's nothing wrong with that. We'll still probably be there later tonight. I just want to thank Karn and Kelsey before we do anything else. But Ian, how are you?
I'm well. How you been, man?
I'm medium. By the end of the show, I'll be very, very happy. This is going to be fun. This is the first time we've ever had a game show. This was actually not my idea. This was Carl Castle's idea. Carl Castle's ghost specifically, which doesn't make any sense considering the man is still alive and broadcasts weekly on the internet. But he said, hey, why don't we have a game show? Why are we going to have a game show, Carl Castle's ghost / Peter Heineman? He goes, well, because people might like that versus you yelling at them about your opinions. So that's what we're doing tonight. We're going to have a game show. We have an amazing set of prizes, and we have an amazing lineup of guests. We have Mab, we have SM, and we have Jem. Let's start with Mab. Mab, give her a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Mab, what exactly do you do?
I'm a professional sideshow performer, yes.
What does that mean?
That means I will endanger myself and sometimes members of the audience for the entertainment of others.
Yes.
Have you been sued yet?
Not to my knowledge.
Let's make it happen tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Mab is a fantastic guest. She's been on the talk show. Moving on. SM Shrake, ladies and gentlemen. SM Shrake. My favorite storyteller in D.C. for many a reasons. We'll get to
just
those.
Just in D.C.?
Yeah, you're not there yet. See, already, the first comment was condescending, and that's why he's on this panel tonight. SM, thank you so much for doing this.
My pleasure.
You are the head of Story League.
Yeah, the titular head.
What does the titular head of Story League mean?
I have big tits.
Fair enough. Speaking of big tits, our next comic is an occasional co-host of the live show. She's a very, very funny woman, and I don't want to say anything mean because we do that on the talk show. So, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Jen Tisdale.
Yeah.
Jen, how has your day been?
Shockingly better than my week, as you know.
I do know. Do you want to get into that or no?
We don't have to get into
Fair
that.
Fair enough. Moving on. let's play our first game to make this an official game show. This game is called the current event game that attempts to appeal to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me fans. Ian, play our theme song.
Perfect. That is absolutely perfect.
We met in a dive bar. This is the kind of music he plays in a dive bar. I love that, man. This is how the game works. I ask a question to each of our contestants. They answer. That's it. I decide who wins and they get a prize. That's it. It's a fun game, isn't it? Let's start with Mab. This is in the art category.
Oh, yes, art.
Zach Bodish, an art enthusiast, paid $14.14 for what he thought was a framed poster reproduction of a famous artist's print. Turns out it's an original. Who is that artist?
I actually know the answer. It's Picasso?
It is Picasso!
Yeah. Well done.
That happened earlier in Ohio, the first good thing that Ohio has produced in a very long time. Really? We're booing Ohio? We're in Arlington, Virginia. I didn't know there was any Ohio fans in the audience tonight. Anyways, very good, man. Mab has 1 point. SM, here's your first question. It's in the technology category.
Oh, great.
Do you have any real enthusiasm for anything in life? Or do you just do things for ironic reasons? That wasn't the question. I still want you to answer.
Yeah, ask me my tech question and let's keep it moving.
We got a time. You're already squatting. Oh, God.
Come on, boss.
You're not good with improv.
While I'm young.
If this was the talk show, I'd say different things. Yeah. Okay. Google has been developing a self-driving car since 2010. Earlier this week, it took a giant leap forward, taking a blind man through a fast food drive-thru. Mm. What fast food establishment did he willingly choose to visit?
In-N-Out Burger?
No, it was Taco Bell.
Taco.
A blind man went to go try the Doritos Loco Taco.
I get that. No, I understand that.
Do you actually understand that?
Because
totally
his other senses are more... Right?
Yep.
You don't get a point, but at least you made an insulting remark about a blind man. He also picked up some dry cleaning, which I don't know if it correlates to Taco Bell, but that's actually what happened.
Is he a great big fat person?
So it took about 3 minutes to get the serial killer reference. We got another game coming up that will appeal to you then. Jen, here's your first question. It's from the radio/TV category.
Oh, good. I'm glad you dumbed it down for me. I was nervous.
Okay. This is a quote.
Okay.
Oh, this is mean. Most of the people were on their way to some sort of security conference in Las Vegas. It was like a bunch of dudes and well-trained dudes. It would be like, this is the flight going to the gay pride parade in San Francisco. I mean, that would be my colleagues, he said. So this guy pretty much insinuated all of his colleagues are gay in like a mean way.
Okay.
He's a radio host. He's a TV host. Who is that host?
I'm not going to ask to phone a friend right now, but is this person still an active...
Yeah. Feel free to ask questions. Yes, he is an
radio personality.
Yes.
Because I was going to say Limbaugh, but...
No, it's not Limbaugh. That will come in later. No, that is Carson Daly.
He's gay.
Do you think he's gay, honestly?
I do think that he's gay.
Why? What makes you think that?
Because he was manorexic for a long time. Mm.
That's just called coke. No, that has nothing to do with... He just likes... He could afford all the coke he wants. What's the problem? By the way, I want a TV show. That's not a joke. That's why...
Not related at all.
No, I just... Well, it's totally related. That's why I want a TV. These figures cost a lot of money. Anyways, so far, Mab is in the lead with 1 point. Back to you, Mab. This is from the newspaper category.
I can read.
Bullshit.
The internet.
Proven.
Sarah Tressler, a society reporter... Oh, this is barely a real job. For the Houston Chronicle... was fired for, quote, not disclosing her secret side job. What is that side job? Be very careful. Why did she actually get fired? Because you seem to know the answer.
Well, I'm going to completely make up an answer and say that she was inserting unusual objects into various orifices and was putting it up on the internet.
The internet part was correct, but not the orifice part. No, she had a blog called Angry Stripper.
Oh, it was so close.
Is there any other kind, so really?
Is there any other
actually, the sad stripper.
And bitter.
The redundant stripper.
Bitter stripper.
That'd be a good album title for
the
you.
Redundant stripper. The redundant stripper. All I do is come up with album titles with you. What was the other one?
Obviously, it wasn't memorable.
Swear to God, after the show.
Let's do it on the show. People like fighting. All right, moving on. Okay, Shrek, you should be able to
do
get this one.
Do you have a phone book I can sit on?
All right, do you feel short right now? Just have better posture, man.
I actually do. I'm trying.
Not hard. Sit up in the chair.
All right, I'm ready.
Well, let me look at your chair. Your back is still hitting the chair. I could see I'm hitting your butt right now. I should be able to put my hand down here and not hit your butt. It's very simple. This is why I don't need a wireless mic on the talk show. Ron Burgundy is coming back to a theater near you. The character appeared on what late-night talk show to announce that Anchorman 2 is on its way?
Is that guy, the... I'm too old for those movies, you know?
No, you're not.
So I'm just going to guess, just like Mab, I'm going to guess Fallon.
No.
That was a good guess.
Johnny Carson?
Yeah. It was Johnny Carson. It was Conan. It was Conan. They did a whole thing
that
with...
That was my second guess.
Third guess, actually. But that's cool.
Ron Burgundy.
I like you, Matt. I like you way more than Shrek. Did you ever consider doing storytelling?
Yes. Yeah, all the time.
Have you done it?
Yeah. Sideshow is a form of storytelling agony and the perils and the downward spiral of humanity. Do you not understand what I'm trying to convey to you?
We don't rub our faces in glass.
Yeah, I know. Your storytelling is weak.
There it is. There it is. You got it.
I stole it.
You know, if you actually fight with fists, I will award whoever the prize. I don't care what happens. Moving on. Gents, food. A recent study showed that this certain sweet can make you thinner.
Chocolate.
What kind?
Yes.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Every kind I put in my mouth.
No, you should be able to get this one.
Can I say dark chocolate?
There you go. You got it. You got it.
I was going to say bitter,
but
that's cool.
Racist.
What? Wait, you're racist. No, it's the opposite. You're Catholic about it. You're open to the idea of only dark chocolate in your mouth. That's very Catholic. That's what the word means. People who eat chocolate 5 times a week appear to have lower BMIs than people who don't eat chocolate.
Yeah, you said BM.
I.
Did you just laugh at the idea of the letter I?
Yeah.
I love you so much right now. Mab, here's your specialty, sports.
Oh, yay, I'm so going to win that prize.
That was so malicious, my laughter. I went, look at me like I know anything.
Because we're in it to win it, right, Jen?
Yeah, we are.
Last week, Denver Broncos quarterback and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Tim Tebow, was traded to the New York Jets. This puts current Jets starting quarterback Mark Sanchez in an odd place. Two men are vying for one job. Two companies are also vying for one thing. In this case, Tim Tebow's jersey. What major company sued another major company over the right to produce Tim Tebow's number 15 New York Jets jersey?
Not Taco Bell.
It could be Taco Bell. Let's think. I'm trying to think. There's Taco Bell had one.
Nike and Adidas and Reebok. One of those.
You got one of... Well, you have all... You have both, but you need to eliminate one because it wasn't a three-way...
So I'm just going to say it really slowly, and then the audience will... spontaneously react.
Yes, keep going. Yes, keep going.
Yes.
Okay, that is correct. Now, who sued who? That's the whole point of the question.
You know what? Nike seems like an asshole.
Yeah, they are dicks.
That's a very good hint.
I'm going to say Nike stuck it to Reebok.
That is correct. Nike sued Reebok. Nike becomes the official merchandiser of the NFL tomorrow on April 1st. Reebok's deal with the NFL expired before March 1st. The trade happened in the middle of March, making this a very gray figure. As of now, Mab has 2 points. Kudos, Mab. This one you might actually know, Shrek, because it's two of the things you enjoy, alcoholism and sexism.
Sexism?
Either way.
Sexish?
Belvedere Vodka doesn't want to pay for your image. They used a photo of voice actress Allison Packard from a comic online video by her production company, Strictly Viral Productions. The photo implies a certain act about to take place. The ad line superimposed over the photo read, "Unlike some people, Belvedere always goes down smooth." In this ad, what is about to go down?
I thought Chelsea Handler was there. Vodka spokesperson.
That actually, if you, okay, that's a good start. Think about Chelsea Handler. Think about what she talks about a lot.
So what do you want me to say? There's something about sodomy? Okay, so,
well, I'm not going to say no, but specifically somebody's what type of sodomy?
Someone's mouth sodomy.
No, that's not a thing.
The good sodomy.
No, okay. So like if you steal my photo, right?
Yeah.
And it's me, and I'm having ooh fun, right? And then there's a guy person behind me.
Oh, butt sodomy.
Boogies! But I don't go down willingly, so what is this implying? There you go. Shh. Come on, you could do it.
Rape?
There it is. Belvedere Vodka fans of date rape, everybody. That's why you should drink bourbon. Here's my thing. I'll give you the point.
Did I get
for
a
that.
Point? Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because you're like mathematically eliminated after the second round, so whatever. Here, do you drink vodka, Shriek? No, I don't. That wasn't being. I'm being completely honest.
I drink everything, baby. What do you got?
Nothing. Talk to our band leader. That wasn't a joke. That's just you always talk to the band. The band always has booze. That's just good knowledge.
We'll see about that.
I mean, the sweater.
That's true.
Yeah, I drink vodka. I drink bourbon. I drink.
But if you have, it's an open bar. Everything's top shelf. What are you going to drink?
Bourbon.
I'll give you a point for that.
Bourbon
fan. Adults drink bourbon, ladies and gentlemen. Underage teens drink vodka / advertise for Belvedere Vodka. And moving on from that awful, awful story, back to tits, Jen.
Oh, come on.
It's tied to the question.
I have two of them.
It's a giant hint. It's a holidays question. Every day is a national holiday. What was yesterday's?
Okay.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God. So, was it food related?
Maybe.
Keeping in the theme, was it National Taco Bell Day? Shrek, you were there.
No, I think it's not a that religious. Kind of taco.
Was it no, a, you're not getting this point.
Is it a religious holiday?
Could somebody in the crowd just shout it
I
out?
I can tell you.
Thank you.
Monday,
National Cleavage
Thursday.
Day.
You didn't know about the tit day? What?
National Cleavage Day. And I also said, speaking of tits.
Oh, man. One.
Wow.
Mine don't do the cleavage.
No.
Wait.
I'm looking right at
right.
it.
Many.
Yeah, they do. I'm right here.
So I can see.
I see your profile. You're lying. You have breasts. This is good for you. That means that Mab is our winner of that game.
Oh, my.
What
yes!
does Mab win? What does
yes!
Mab win? This is what Mab wins. I write for Brightish Young Things. I write a column for them. And Brightish Young Things also sponsors shows. And they have a show coming up with National Geographic at their space in D.C. So, Mab, you go in a pair of tickets to a National Geographic event.
That's pretty sweet.
We're going to give some of those away later. But before we do, let's move on to our next game. This is one of my favorite games because it includes music and murderers. It's called Morrissey or Manson. Play our theme song for Morrissey or Manson, everybody.
Morrissey girl. Yeah. Well, Morrissey's going to take care of himself. So
thank
you. Don't worry about Manson.
Manson can take him any day of the week.
Yeah, well, into the microphone, ladies and gentlemen.
Morrissey's going to be
you know he's
his
talking
own
about
there.
Charles Manson, not so. Marilyn
yeah,
Manson.
No, yeah. Duh.
Failure.
Duh.
The real deal.
Yeah.
He's a Scorpio.
Morrissey does not mess around, yeah.
As of now, Shrake has a point for saying he's the real deal. So, obviously, Morrissey is like two poorly selling albums away from Charles Manson. And Charles Manson is like 18.
It's one album away from...
I mean, can you serial kill yourself?
Mab has a point for that.
You know, Charles Manson made music.
He did make music. Do you know who he made music with?
Carpenters. I don't know.
It was the Carpenters.
The Mamas and the
Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys. Yeah, Dennis Wilson helped produce those demos. And that relates directly to the Sharon Tate murders. Does anybody know this story? Really? Oh, we're going to educate people. Okay, so Charles Manson wanted to be hippy-dippy, has feelings and singing sandbox stuff. So, of course, he went to the Beach Boys. And Dennis Wilson said, hey, some of these demos are all right. They recorded them. They brought them to the band. And they're like, oh, this isn't going to work. We can't sign this guy. He moved out. Sharon Tate moved into the house. Guess who got murdered? That's why Sharon Tate was murdered. Yeah. And on that positive note, let's play a game based around it. Let's start with Shrake for this round. You already have a point because I like you.
I have three.
No, we wash the points for every game. She already won the prize.
They don't carry over?
Why would they carry over? Because then you'd never win. You would just have a deficit every time. Whoever won the game.
Yeah. No, no, keep complaining. That's awesome.
Continue.
I tell you the quote. You tell me if it's Smith's lead singer, Morrissey,
Ooh.
Or the other guy.
The other guy? Show some respect. Charles Manson.
You get another point. I'm not of this generation. Was that Morrissey or Manson?
Manson.
Kudos. Good job. Yeah. It was.
Duh.
Could you play something on the keyboard that's like super like scary, like just did. If it's Manson, damn, and then if it's Morrissey, like play something like you're about to kill yourself. Could you do that?
Sure.
All right, brilliant. Okay. Moving on. Is this Morrissey or Manson?
Okay.
I always thought my genitals were the result of some crude practical joke.
Oh man. This could go either way.
Exactly. That's why we were playing a game based around that idea.
Yeah, it's such a universal quote.
It is.
You know.
You get another
point. That was my calendar quote of the day. I was like, at a glance, you're crazy.
You get a point for that.
Show me your genitals.
I always thought I just want to hear you say the whole thing again. I just like the word genitals, but just.
Oh, because your name.
Ta-da.
I always thought my genitals were the result of some crude practical joke.
You know what? I'm going to say Morrissey.
That is correct.
Yeah.
You know what? Either way it works. That's the theme. Perfect. Mab. Okay, here we go. When I'm lying in my bed, I think about life and I think about death, and neither one is particularly appealing to me.
Oh my God, that really could go either way. Mm. Like Morrissey.
You're going to go with Morrissey?
Maybe. It could be Manson.
That's why we are playing this game.
Those are the options.
Okay, can you say the quote again?
That's it.
Actually, if you could sing it, that would help a little bit, I think.
Oh.
When I'm lying in my bed, I think about life and I think about death, and neither one is particularly appealing to me.
I'm going to have to go with more. It worked last time. Morrissey.
Morrissey it is. That is correct. There we go. Shrake.
Yeah.
My life is not important here.
That's just your theme.
Jen gets a point for that one.
Really racking up the points.
Boob reference.
Wait, that's a boob reference?
He went racking.
Oh, rack.
Not
yeah.
like torture.
I thought you were talking about
century
points.
Racking.
He was trying to seduce you into getting him another point.
Manson?
That is Manson. That is correct. SM. I like how you've reversed him, but I prefer this one completely. Jen, back to you.
Okay.
Living is what scares me.
Oh, God.
Dying is easy.
Is that my diary?
I'm going to take away a point for that one.
All right, what is one more time? Because I just...
Living is what scares me. Dying is easy.
Mm.
That's that jackass.
That does sound like... I'm going to say Manson.
Oh, it totally sounds like...
It is Manson.
Oh!
That is correct. That is correct! Somebody get one of these wrong or I sing.
Charlie
like
let me down.
Mab,
I think he let a lot of people down. But
this should be good. This should be good. All right, Mab.
You should listen
you.
To Morrissey and kill yourself.
Oh. Did you catch that? Is that on the podcast?
That's the finale, so.
I just feel that when all is said and done, I am not insane.
Oh, I'm
totally
gonna,
Morrissey.
Yeah, no, I was going to say the other guy. What's his face? He had the thing on
Chuck.
His head. Chuck.
It just Chuck. Humanizes.
So you're going with Chuck.
Mason. Chuck
or Steve.
Chuck.
It is Chuck. Not. I'm sorry. Oh! That is Morrissey.
You know, I got that wrong on purpose so that you would feel
nope,
like
I don't
these
think you
were
did. I think you actually got this wrong.
Not to be a bad sport, but...
Because, yeah, Manson would never say that.
If I know Manson, like I know Manson, and I do.
I like this.
All right, Shrek, this is your turn.
Yeah.
I have seen one or two psychiatrists. They just sit and nod and doodle.
Manson.
No, that is Morrissey. Thanks, Ian.
Yeah, sucker.
I'm sure they do doodle because he's boring. He's a bore.
Why do you say that?
I don't like him.
Why don't you like him?
Well, I was thinking more because of the melodies of the music that he sings and stories that he tells. Really just kind of makes their pen move around on the stage. It's beautiful like that.
I'm a Manson man. Morrissey, I think.
Team Manson.
You don't have to pick one or the other. It's, you can like both for different, or not like one. It's. I'm not a big Manson fan. I'm sorry. I like Marilyn Manson. He's all right.
Yeah. Boo.
Moving on to Jen, actually, who's Marilyn going Manson to win this game be just because child. I don't like Shrake right now. Getting up every day and going through this again and again is hard.
Yeah, he's so tired of getting up in jail every day. Every day. I'm going to say Morrissey.
It is Charles Manson.
Oh, no. He doesn't have to do anything. Like, what the hell did he have to do? Get up and get fed his shitty meal?
Yeah.
That is hard.
Oh, he had to walk from one side of the cave.
Babb, it's your turn.
To the other side.
He had to grow his bangs out to cover that unsightly scar.
Speaking of unsightly scars, I do think it's possible to go through life and never fall in love or find someone who loves you. Mab, who is that? Is that Morrissey or Manson?
Wow. You know, did anybody actually besides that guy love Manson and his cult following?
I think
following?
This is a trick. I think this is one of my Shrekisms.
Okay, don't do that. You're not that big. You don't have isms, okay? Don't start referring yourself in the third person and ism in the same sentence.
I got isms.
No one likes that.
Shrake likes that.
I noticed, and isms. Oh, God. Don't encourage him. Where are we? I'm sorry. Mab, I do think it's possible to go through life and never fall in love or find someone who loves you.
Does sound like Morrissey.
Don't fall for the trap, because that's a Shrake.
People fall in love in prison all the time. Don't.
I am trying to fuck with our heads. I am exactly what I'm doing.
Child of Manson.
I want that prize.
You want to love him. No, I'm going to go ahead and say Manson.
It was Morrissey. One more round of this, because this could go on all night.
Did I just say fuck into the mic?
All right. I never thought I was normal. Never tried to be normal. Shrake, is that Morrissey or Manson?
These guys are getting tiresome, aren't they? They're such whiners.
I know.
All the time.
Me. I'm so special. I'm a special snow.
You realize what you do and how people know you, right?
I'm going to flip a mental coin.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
And say it again.
Keeps falling around.
I never thought I was normal. Never tried to be normal.
Oh, that's the douchebag,
Morrison?
Yeah, the singer. No,
the other guy.
Morrison.
Morrison.
It's Morrison.
Jim Morrison.
It was Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison.
We threw in it. No, it was Charles Manson.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm not a doctor, but based on what he did, I don't think he was trying hard enough to be normal. But I'm not a medical professional, you guys, so don't quote me on that.
All right, Jen. How old am I? I'm as old as my mother told me. How's that? Is that Morrissey or Manson?
Ooh. I feel like I get all the real psychologically deep fudged up ones. Can we cuss or no?
Yeah.
Fucked up ones.
Wait. But the other quotes that the other panelists
but
got
they were
totally
sort
normal.
Of, I feel like it was very obvious what it could be, and mine are just like, either one, whatever. We
but that doesn't make sense. It's the opposite. They're intentionally confusing.
I'm just saying that mine are more confusing, Brandon.
Okay. Because you're one special. More
That's what I was getting at.
You're a unique snowflake.
Okay, one more time.
How old am I? I'm as old as my mother told me. How's that?
See, that sounds a little antagonistic. And
it is.
Feel like the angrier of the two was the Manson.
That is correct. It is Charles Manson.
We all agreed on that.
That's how you think it through, folks.
All right. Bab, final question.
Oh, Lord.
It goes to you.
Is it because I did so badly on this one?
Yeah. Pain's not bad. It's good.
Morrissey.
It teaches you things. I understand that. That was Charles Manson, everybody.
Manson.
Which makes SM Shrake the winner. Oddly appropriate winner of Morrissey versus Manson. I'm going to give you a $50 gift card to Hank's Oyster Bar in Logan Circle.
Ooh, right. If I can get in.
That is thanks to Scout Mob. Scout Mob is here tonight. They have these delightful little mustaches that you can get after the show. Please do. We're going to be giving away those prizes to the audience as well. I just want to tell everybody, Scout Mob is sponsoring an event on April 21st. It's the Blossom Bacon Brew. Tickets are $25 and benefits 8th Street, Main Street's... It's featuring specialty beer from Chocolate City Beer, local DC bands, pies from Dangerously Delicious. Here's the thing. I didn't write that. And here's how you know I didn't write that. I would have never said local DC bands and expect people to be excited to want to come to an event like that. I would say the band. I've never been like, I got this this duo play. No, I have this sweater set. They're good. Woo! I'm not saying that the local DC bands are going to be awful, but go for the other stuff.
Fugazi.
Yeah, Fugazi's playing a $25 street event for 8th Street Main Streets.
They are.
They're a big fan of $40 pies. Why am I shitting on a sponsor? All right, thanks to Scout Mob. I appreciate them. Not a joke, not planned. I actually used a Scout Mob today in the neighborhood, and I am super glad I did because I would have been very, very upset if I paid full price for where I went.
Nice save.
No, but seriously, that is the only app I use quite a bit.
I'm a fan of their stuff too.
Are you?
Yeah, yep.
I like
them. I get
them.
To eat fire at some of their parties.
I think
pretty awesome.
Don't they have a Scout Mob for a place that you perform a lot? Don't they have a thing at Rockin' Hotel or Red Palace?
They had one at the Red Palace.
Yeah,
I totally got it, and
it's awesome. We went there on my fiance's birthday. We drank like literally twice as much because it was half off. It was great. I enjoyed it.
Not an accident.
This is our third game, based on the delightful board game Chutes and Ladders that we all played as children. This game is called Chutes and Ladders.
Patent pending.
Fantastic. Since we aren't going to actually play a board game, this is all about drug paraphernalia and terms.
Oh, okay.
Chutes, get it? Like heroin?
I got it.
And ladders, like hardware, like you'd buy at a Home Depot. But you buy the drugs in the front of the Home Depot and buy things like ladders inside of a Home Depot.
I know the Home Depot you're talking about.
So SM gets a point for that. So that's what this game is. I will tell you a term. And it will be either a drug term,
ooh,
slang some might say, or an actual piece of hardware that you can buy in a Home Depot.
Oh,
does this make sense?
Like a bong.
This is going to be
that
so
you
fun.
Can pawn.
Bong.
Yes, bong. You lose your point. All right, moving on. Jen, we'll start with you.
I'm so excited for this
good
round.
Luck,
it just
Jen.
Says
it's
so
I
much
think
about
this is,
me.
This is all you.
It, yeah.
This is all you.
I knew it. This is my game.
Dog bones. Dog bones. Are dog bones hardware?
Drugs.
They are hardware, ladies and gentlemen. It's a ladder. Dog bones are torque adapters. We're learning, ladies and gentlemen.
Torque.
Mab.
Yeah.
Blast.
Drugs.
That is correct. Blast is a term for coke.
Oh.
Speaking of which, the bands are going to be playing in like 10 minutes. Banjo. I like that, Ian. What's up? Banjo, Shrek. Is a banjo a chute or a ladder?
Shoot.
It's a ladder. It's a long-handed shovel.
And in fact, I understand, speaking of the band, they have a banjo.
They do have a banjo.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I guess what would it be for a drug paraphernalia thing like that?
I don't know. Banjo.
You can get very creative when you're high.
Meth. Meth would be banjo.
Yeah, because you just like for 17 hours straight.
Jen gets a point for that. Jen.
What's meth?
Really? I will take you have negative 1 point right now. All right. Jen, shoot or ladder? Divots.
That sounds so hardware-y, but would be super fun to call a dealer. And by call, I mean Paige. I'm going to say shoot.
Beep, beep, beep.
It was shoot. That is correct. Divots is another word for coke.
Ooh, my favorite.
I know.
Coincidental.
Mab, Elvis. Is Elvis a shoot or a ladder?
He's dead.
I really want him to be a ladder.
He died on the toilet.
Is it a chute or a ladder?
I think it's going to be a ladder.
That is correct. It's a 15-pound sledgehammer.
Oh
my God, I have an Elvis!
That's a trick question because he choked on his own drugs. It's like, what? That should be Elvis.
Yes, but I did.
Wait, how is that a
Elvis.
Trick question?
Because anything involving Elvis should be drug-related. He was a fan of the drugs.
Didn't he? I thought
he also
he died
liked to
on
bang
the toilet.
Things like a hammer.
Out. And then... asphyxiated.
Yeah, yeah. He also liked banging underage chicks like a hammer, so she's kind of right. There's
so
a
wrong.
Reason why they got married when Priscilla turned 18
right.
and had a kid at 18 and 9 months. That's true. Lisa Marie Presley was born 9 months to their wedding day.
Who was the other one? Jerry Lee.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see what happened
cousin?
With Jerry Lee Lewis this like today?
Yes.
Did you know
topical.
Did you tell
yes.
the story?
Seventh marriage.
But who
Jerry
is it?
Lewis.
Which cousin?
It's the
Whoa.
A man or a woman?
Oh, it's. It's the ex-wife of the older brother of the 13-year-old.
Can you get some dramatic?
That is correct, ladies and gentlemen.
Dun, dun, dun for that?
And that's why Ian Walters is going to win a $50 gift ticket to Hank's Oysters in Logan Circle. Scout Mob is the kind sponsor for that. They're having an event on April 21st, and there might be some local DC bands there. So go check them out. I think it's Shrake's turn. Yeah. Is that right? Gimlet. Shoot or ladder?
I'm not going to fall for this trick again. I'm going to say ladder.
That is correct. It's a type of drill.
Yes.
Now you're at zero because I took away a point.
Oh. I'm not saying I spent a lot of time at Home Depot, but I got a few of these.
But
things.
You live there. So.
Well, it's not for the
yeah,
drugs.
You should be doing really well with this game.
Yeah, I actually have tools.
Oh, because of your props and
yeah, I stick things in.
Because of your props
she
and things.
She sticks nails up her.
This is all true.
All right, moving on, Jen. Gun.
Gun?
Gun, shoot, or ladder?
Both.
Do they sell guns at home?
Okay, don't give her the answer.
I'm good at I can talk it through.
It was equipment for injecting drugs. Moving on. We're going to give you a different one. Pyramid. Is a pyramid a chute or a ladder?
I do know this one.
You really? Maybe.
I'm going to say chute.
That is correct. It's LSD. Good job.
Is it? I wish that you had some of the background in terms of why they're called this. Like, I can sort of work it out. Pyramid makes sense to me, but...
Well, see, when you're high...
Oh, I've been...
And you're trying to have a conversation...
I've been on the drugs.
And you say something, and you're like, hey, man, pass me the pyramid.
Yeah, that's not how it's used at all. That's the opposite. I think it's more of a you see pyramids when you take LSD.
I just lost all my points, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. I'm taking one away. You have one again. Mab, win that point back. Matchbox.
Ooh, I'm going to say that's a drug.
That is true. Reference. It's a measurement for a small amount of weed. Good job. You're back to two because I took one away.
Did you wiki these? Where'd you get all this?
Mostly, yeah.
Okay.
I think it's actually worse than Wikipedia. I think it was like some Google babblefish bullshit.
Wackapedia?
Babblefish.
I used whack-a-mole to find these. I'm taking a point away from me for that comment. SM.
Yeah.
Lady's foot. Come on, big boy. Lady's foot.
You got
oh, my God.
I think
lady's
it's
foot.
Shoot. I think it's a drug thing.
Wow, you're not good at this game at all. It's hardware. It's
well, what
a,
is
it's
it?
A ladder. It's a rolling wedge pry bar.
Of course.
Nah, you lost. That's the losing music.
I actually don't have one of those.
You're mathematically eliminated from this game. Jen.
Yep.
Norries.
Ooh. You got, I hear you guys. I love the audience. I can hear like...
Yeah, they're not helping whatsoever.
Yeah, way to go, guys.
Okay, if they could help, how could they possibly help with this game
without
outing themselves?
They could
probably
be out on the streets buying these drugs.
If everybody
right
leans
now.
This way, that means everyone's like...
Okay, Norries?
Norries.
Ladder.
No, shoot. It's tranquilizers.
Yeah.
Of course. That sounds
hello
like a downer.
Mab.
Norries.
Crow's feet.
Crow's feet. Oh, that's gotta be. What is it? I see you talking in the front row.
You want a prize?
Are you hooked
father
on crow's feet?
She's like,
are you hooked on crow's feet?
She's leaning towards one direction, if that helps.
I don't even remember what establishing what that direction was. Does anybody know semaphore? God.
3 seconds.
Okay, it's a shoot.
It's a ladder, it's sockets.
Man, you are spiteful.
Oh, no.
All right. Shrake, you're done
she's
with this game.
On,
Jen, for the win.
Oh, shh.
Bark spud.
Bark spud?
Is that one word or two?
Two words.
Let's see, that's
two
sounds
words. Bark
like,
spud.
I'm going to say shoot.
It's a ladder.
Oh,
it's, it's actually what it means. It's a chisel used to remove bark from logs. It's a bark spud.
Wait, they sell all this stuff at Home Depot?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to
you
go
know, my
there
favorite thing is
I sell literally everything
first
we've talked about
yeah,
on this show.
I, and I walk Depot around the store and I hold things up to various parts of my body going, okay, is this big enough? And then they come up, can I help you find anything? I'm like, yeah, do you have anything that's like this long that'll go in my nose that's not coated in anything or... you know, and they're like,
you're like, it's
wait,
for
wait,
my
are
kid
you talking about chutes or ladders right now?
I know.
Both.
See, this is why I get a lot of strange and unusual looks at the hardware store.
Buttons. Chutes or ladders. Buttons.
Ooh. Are those little candy drops? Those are awesome. You know what? I'm going to say shoots.
Because it
is. You can totally put drugs on
it's
those.
It's peyote or mushrooms.
Oh, or that.
No, I knew that.
Jen.
What?
Solid.
Solid?
Solid.
Here's how I'm talking through that. Drugs make you poop often.
Do they?
Keep
so
going.
So I'm thinking solid is
that is
shoot.
Correct. Solid. Brick of weed. All right. Johnson bars.
Oh.
Mab is Johnson
that's totally
bars.
Totally a tool.
What?
It's a ladder.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
They're for prying.
God damn it! You
things.
Actually know this game. All right.
I told you I really do spend a lot of time in Home Depot.
Jen, cheese. What is cheese?
Shoot.
That is correct. It's a starter form of heroin containing Tylenol PM and up to 8% heroin.
That's the starter form?
The starter kit.
That's your kid.
Cheese.
How come I got this?
Ease your way into the black tar.
How come I'm not in this? I know about Johnson bars.
You have been mathematically eliminated.
Oh.
It's pointless. Just wasting time.
I knew
with
somebody
you,
with a Johnson bar once.
That's exactly why I didn't ask you that one. All right, Mab. Burn.
That is burn?
I don't like that one.
Like the verb?
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Yeah,
bundle.
That's clearly a drug. Bundle, I mean, depends on what you're bundling. But I'm going to say, it could go either way, really.
Yeah, that's why it's on here.
Yeah. More so than the others that have clear. Okay. I'm going to say, because I would expect it to be, but I'm going to say the other one, I'm going to say to shoot.
It is correct. It's multiple bags of a drug.
Oh, my God.
No. Trying to, we need a tiebreaker here.
Or a baby.
Jen just won with that comment because we're running short on time. Jen wins that game.
That was awesome.
Put her hands together.
You really got that maternal instinct. I can totally
it's,
see it
it's
in
clear.
Your
I'm
cleavage.
Ready to have them.
That you didn't know yesterday was National Cleavage Day, but that's cool. Moms don't need to
Jen, have
that.
You been to Miss Pixie's?
I have not been to
Miss Pixie's. Is a really cool store on, I think, R? Is it 14th and R? Here you go. Here's a $50 gift certificate for that. Everyone won something. That worked out really well. I like to cheat and lie. Okay. This is for the crowd. Can we get the lights up a little bit? I don't know if... that's rude, because, like, what if he's busy? I don't know. Anyways. Oh, thank you. That's brilliant. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Can anyone in this room explain the game Pogs to me? I'm not... Like, this is not a joke. If you know... If you could... Come on up. Do you know how... Could you explain what Pogs... Like, what the game of Pogs is, are, whatever that is? Does anybody know in the world what Pogs is? I've asked about 50 people. No one knows.
This guy.
One, who? Got, who? You come up. Come up here.
Guy in the back. There's a guy,
somebody.
Mustache blue. Blue.
I'll come to you.
Blue
fuck.
Fleece.
I shouldn't
fleece.
Swear like that. That's. I don't know if there's children or something. Okay. We're going to explain Pogs. I've never understood the game of Pogs, and I know it involves cardboard and things like that. Would you like a sucker? Have a sucker. There you go. Everybody's a winner. You. Okay, brilliant. Okay. What? Is the point of Pogs, or what are Pogs?
Well, there's no point to it, but...
Nope, that's actually true in no way. The Pogs are to collect, but there's an actual game involved. You know,
what you do is you stack them all, these little cardboard circles up, and then you have a heavy slammer, and you smack it on the big stack, and whatever ones land face up, you collect those, and then you play with multiple groups.
That's right. That's actually the.
What?
Thank you. I didn't know. I didn't look this up, but he that reminds me of like 10 years old. So that sounds right. You just won a $25 gift certificate to the Looking Glass Lounge in Wonderland Ballroom.
All
there
right.
You go, buddy.
Way to go.
So now you can actually say you won something.
With oh
Pogs.
Yeah, there's like 12. There's a lot more.
Oh, I won this cardboard chip.
There's a lot more prizes that
Everybody's
we're going to be giving away. Here's our finale of this game before the sweater set plays. We can kill the lights for a little bit. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it. The staff here has been absolutely wonderful. I highly endorse this place, and I know that you guys came. Not a lot of you live in Arlington, so that really means a lot to us. But we have to kill this game and move on because we had a lot more planned. So, panel, I want you to tell me, I want you to tell the crowd, something horribly either embarrassing or scandalous, something that you probably don't want like a parental figure hearing, but that you're willing to say into a microphone in front of a bunch of people on the internet. Are you willing to do that? You could lie. Keep in mind, Shrek, this should be very easy for you. Okay. Is it, what?
I made a face because I'm like, you know my stories. This is so easy for me.
No,
why
no,
I
no,
be
no.
The one with the most embarrassing stories.
That's perfect. Do you want to start with yourself? I want to hear Jen's most embarrassing story that you're willing to say in a microphone
sure.
that other people will hear. Because I don't want to edit this out.
And you know this one already.
I
though.
Do.
Do you want to? Probably. Want, do you want a new one or you
don't? I don't care. I want people to laugh, so I really don't care.
I did a comedy show with Pauly Shore.
Whoa! Really quick, before we continue.
I don't mind.
Are you sure about this?
I'm totally sure about
She's
this.
She's gonna win. You other two, just feel. You don't have to do this if you.
It's
really
it's, sure do. Sure
no,
do.
No. You don't. You don't. You really
no,
don't.
No, I don't mind. It
okay,
wasn't,
fine.
That wasn't the friend I lost the other day when I lost a friend.
I know, but like, okay. Oh, be
so
ready, crowd.
So I got after the show, Pauly, because we're friends now. He wanted to go to Scores, and I'm sure I don't have to tell you what that is. Do you guys?
I think you do.
It's a strip club in Baltimore.
Isn't it also like a sports bar?
It's aptly named. because what happened, to the best of my knowledge, was I got really drunk. Pauly, like, kind of face raped me the whole time with his tongue. He was like, hey, we should kiss instead of talk. And I was like, okay. And,
The Pauly Shore?
The Pauly Shore.
The Squeezle?
Not like Pauly Shore with an OU. Like Pauly, the Weasel.
That's a big deal.
She's in the Weasel?
Wow. What? Apparently, I woke up the next day. Apparently, I had taken a bath in his hotel room, because that's what you do when you've been drinking. I cried the whole time about my ex-boyfriend. So in case
I didn't know that part.
Yeah. So in case you were wondering, tears are like erection mace.
I think we should stop there. Shrake, what's your story?
A few years ago, before my looks went, I was dating really young. Okay? Like 19, 20, 21. 20. And this 20-year-old was sweating me, so I said, let's meet at this bar, which no longer exists, but it was a gay bar. Which I'm so ashamed of. And so we had our date, and I had like 80 drinks, and he had 80 drinks. And we went home, as people do from a date sometimes. It was a first date, but we went home. And we slept together in the same bed, which is an abomination. But we were surely not put to death. But I probably will be. But what happened was, in the morning, in that morning afterglow, he was in the bathroom. And I came in the bathroom like, can I use the bathroom now? And he goes, I said, what? You know, like, come on, tell me. He said, just look in the mirror. And I had a... I had a black eye.
Whoa!
And I've never had a black eye. It happened during the night.
All right.
And I had to put makeup on it, which I hate wearing makeup. So,
All right, Mab, top it.
So I got really drunk. No.
Did you just laugh at
the
other
the
two?
One that she was there.
I was actually sober for this, which makes it awkward. Yeah. Sometimes I do strange things on stage.
Keep in
and
mind,
I bring
you
people.
Don't have to say it if you don't want to.
Say it.
Well,
do it.
There was that time I ended somebody's marriage accidentally.
Okay, yeah, keep going. Keep going with this.
Called a volunteer up on stage, and he was very enthusiastic and ended up sticking his tongue down my throat while I was on stage. And his wife was in the front row. And then that led to a very interesting discussion with her pointing at me and yelling at him. And what do you say in that situation? I'm very sorry your husband stuck his tongue down my throat. Please, you should make up and be happily ever after. And I tried to buy them beer, but that didn't work.
Yeah, but that's not
it was
like
really awkward.
You seem like a good person in that story.
Yeah,
you're just a performer with like you got to deal with people.
But it was very embarrassing. Because I destroyed a marriage.
You didn't do anything bad. This has become therapy.
Grab his ass when he
talk to me,
me
when you've ended a life from this stage.
That's a great way to end the show. Okay, now we need to figure out whose story, antidote, whatever you want to call it, wins the game.
This one.
Oh, I don't know.
one of these two. No offense.
No, it's
so okay. We're doing this Apollo-style amateur night. Is it Mab? With a round of applause, is it Mab?
Oh, bless your heart.
Is it Shrake? Is it Jen? Oh, wow. Okay. There you go.
You can't fight the star power.
You can't fight Pauly Shore.
I mean, seriously.
Sadly, you cannot fight Pauly Shore off. That is, truer words have never been uttered on a stage. You cannot fight Pauly Shore off.
I mean, he did stick his mouth on top.
Could we not? Let's stop with that. Okay. This could get real weird. Jen is our grand prize winner of this round. She just won a giant pack from the Blind Dog Cafe at Darnell's. There you go. This is, you need everything in this thing.
Is that barbecue?
It's not barbecue. It includes cookies, which you need to comfort yourself and be happy. And the person that makes these cookies is just amazing. Her name is Greer, and her cookies are delightful. That sounds weird. And there's coffee in there, and their coffee is very, very good. And then even after the fact that once you have all your caffeine and you're sleeping, you can't sleep at night because of Pauly Shore and what he did. You could drink coffee to aid you with that, and then drink the cookies to come down from that. That's not, you don't drink cookies. And then and then there's a bunch of money in there for you to use at Darnell's too. Not real money, gift certificate money. So there you go. So I know this isn't like what you initially thought, like, oh, once I opened for Pauly Shore, this is what happened. But in a way,
she opened for
it. Kind of
sure did.
Don't do that.
No,
God,
but
damn
I
it,
did.
Man.
But I did.
We were almost big time. Out of the woods, and you had to just face whatever back into it.
Back into it. We can't
I know.
Stop with the tongue.
Yeah,
it's a kind of pun nightmare right now.
That is a pun nightmare. I thank you all for playing. Thanks for being the first contestants on This Is a Game Show. This is far from over. I'm sorry, microphone. I made you mad. The sweater set's going to play, and then we're going to play another round with three fantastic guests. We have Lydia DePilla-Sampson and John Myers coming up. Not Mayor Myers. We actually have a game that includes John Mayer, though, so that's going to be very exciting. So could I have this sweater set come up and start setting up? Give it up for our panel. They were great. Ian Walters, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the sweater set.
I will throw you, baby, out with the bathwater. Cause I know what's precious. And I'll take my time. No, we shouldn't rush into this gold. With our hearts inside.
you. Wow, I love your mustaches. They look beautiful.
You all look fabulous.
There's two ladies in the front row rocking hot mustaches. And if you need a mustache, they're free over here.
Someday you will see a girl with long legs and dark curly hair. It's not me. No, it's not me. She'll walk right by you on the street and never even think to treat you differently. But it's not me. It's not me. No, it's not me. And maybe you will hold her hand and walk along that chilly sand without me. Hey, I'm really sorry that we don't have any songs about Taco Bell or Tim Tebow or cleavage. I mean, we really need
to... We were the ones who yelled out that it was National Cleavage Day. So.
Sarah actually knew,
just
like,
saying,
all the
I
answers.
I knew that. I know the weird trivia. Can I get a prize?
Uh-oh, okay. Now you're going to have to be on the show sometime. One, two, one, two.
Yeah, I'm dry as a bone. I'm a cactus full of thorns. one, two.
Toys ready.
Get your toys out.
You can mute that banjo mic. Okay. All right. We have a couple more songs for you. We're the Sweater Set, and thanks, Brandon, for having us here. Mm-hmm. We're really excited to be here. Thank you. This is a game show. All right. And then for This is a Game Show, this is my codependency anthem. It's called Needed.
I want to be needed. I want broken people falling at my feet. I love that shit. And into my arms, crashing from the bar and crying us to sleep.
Last one, and then you all are going to play some more games.
Yeah, and a note about that last song. Our friend Hayes Holiday recorded, like, engineered our last record, and he did a great job on the kazoos. Like, mm-hmm. Got lots of room sound. Like, you got to hear how the kazoos are engineered. He's, like, spent a lot of time making them excellent.
All right. We might need your clapping assistance on this one, if you wouldn't mind. Yeah, you want to get them started?
Yeah, yeah. What do you want to?
Sweet. Nice double clap.
Some say you should drop him before he drops you. Because if that were to happen, it'd take a lot more than paper clips and glue to put you back together the way you ought to be. But in my heart here on this platter, I hope he will see.
Said, and this is a game show.
That was fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, the Sweater Set, put your hands together again for them. They are wonderful.